Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
Save big money on your kitchen projects at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler comes up to Kendra at the bar and he tells her that she's a fucking slut. What is it with all these boys calling the girls sluts?
Yes, Liz.
Is that the only word that they can use?
Why does every boy in the show immediately go to calling his ex a slut the second they show interest in someone else?
Seriously.
It's boring. Pick a new insult.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and today we will be recapping Laguna Beach Season 3, Episode 12, Only in Cabo. Woohoo! So if you guys haven't heard, we are so excited to announce that next week you will be able to listen to our interview with the one and only Cameron Brinkman. This interview was so much fun, and we can't wait for everyone to listen to all the behind the scenes info and all the stories he told us. He really remembered a lot, and we just had a really great time talking with him. He was just so cool. I really liked him.
You guys, he really spilled tea for us.
He remembered a lot.
Yes.
Yes. Like, he really went there for us, and I so appreciate it.
Yes.
We learned lots of little fun tidbits, and it was really interesting to get a guy's perspective.
Yes, so much different. Yeah. So the interview will be released next week on November 26th, and you can listen to it wherever you podcast, or you can watch it on our YouTube channel, which we highly recommend because you all need to see what Cameron looks like today.
Trust us, it's worth it.
Yes. Because Cabo is always a highlight of each season, we decided to do a video episode for this one. And we all tried to get a little bit beachy themed. I'm wearing my Beach Boys shirt. And then I also have my Margaritaville shaker glass ready to go.
Or what's in it, blender glass.
I know,
ginger
what's
ale.
In it?
Just ginger ale. But I just put water in it.
Listen, it's 10 o'clock for me. There will be no cocktails. I have to go to work in the morning.
And I have on a top from Bali where I bought it to go to the beach. And I'm like, what a cute top to wear, except it's cold outside. So I'm like, I have like a big blanket at the bottom.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is cute. I am wearing my California Poppy shirt. It's actually really cute. You can't even see all of it, but it's super cute.
Ooh,
and the back is like netted. It's super cute if you could see it, but you can't. But it's super cute in the back too.
I have to ask.
Yeah.
Does California Poppy mean something?
It's our state flower.
Ah, okay. Did not know that.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
I'm from California, but I live in Pennsylvania, and this shirt I actually bought in Pennsylvania, which is the funny thing.
That's really funny.
I know. I bought it at Ross in Pennsylvania, and I was like, I have to buy that because I'm from California. And it's just a super cute like summer shirt, and I wore my Lauren Conrad side braid just for everybody today.
Love it.
I used to do this consistently in high school, so I feel very high school today.
This is going to creep into our videos, like as we head into the hills. It's just going to be like different braid after different braid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, probably because I'm going to watch the episode and be like, that's cute. That's so cute. Honestly, Lauren Conrad was like the queen of cute like day hairstyles.
It's true. Even if you didn't want to like her, her style was like everywhere.
So if you're listening to us and you'd like to watch us and see our cute outfits and then see little clips from the episode when we're talking about them, you could find us on YouTube at Millennial TV Podcast. So since we're going to be talking about Cabo, we thought it would be fun to just talk about vacations that we have had at the beach in our past. So Candace, would you like to start?
Yeah. So this vacation will always stick in my mind. And so it was my best friend's birthday. It was Kelsey's birthday, if you've ever watched or heard me talk about her. She's been on the show a couple times, but it was her birthday and she is a beach babe. She loves the beach. And this was like right after high school. So we were like 19 or turning 19. And she wanted to go to Santa Cruz and rent a hotel and just like have a great time at the beach, which Santa Cruz was only about 30 minutes from where we live. So it was kind of like a staycation. But we rented a car and we took it out to the beach and we stayed at this hotel called the Dream. I think it's the Dream Inn, and it's right on the water. Plus it has a pool. And it's like right on the boardwalk. So, and it's like a really expensive, gorgeous hotel. And her parents got that for us and it was fantastic. And we were just having like a total like girls trip. It was like, we were living our Sex in the City lives. We were talking to boys and hanging out. All of us were single, so we like didn't have like anybody holding us down. And one night, okay, my dream in life is a British guy. That's like, the accent gets me so bad. So I heard this boy's accent from like three floors away. Like, I swear to God, it was like my it was like my radar went off and I hear this accent and I'm like, there's a British guy here. And my friends are like, you're a nut job. Because like, how are you hearing this British guy accent? And I'm like, no, there's a British guy here and he sounds so cute. So we get into the elevator, we're going down to the pool, and what do you know? The British guys are in the hot tub. And I remember their names. It was Stuart and Jack. And they were they were visiting from England and they were going home in 2 days. This was their last stop, was Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. We were all hanging out and flirting in the pool. And my friends knew that this was like my fantasy in life. So they were like pushing, not like pushing us together, but like definitely trying to like give us, you know, alone time to hit on each other. Mm-hmm. And just like my dream of any movie, he invited me back to hang out at his hotel. And we had a great evening. and it was so like rom-com movie that I can't like even believe it actually happened. And then the most embarrassing thing on planet Earth happened to me. I am a huge nerd and I love Harry Potter, which is part of the fantasy of the British boy.
That's okay. Fair, yes.
Harry Potter is my first love. Okay, it is what it is. At the time, Harry Potter was, you know, still, movies were still coming out. It was like a thing. And I had the Hedwig's theme, Harry Potter theme song as my ringtone. And this lovely British gentleman had asked me at one point if I was into that and was telling me it was a big thing in London. And I was like, no, I don't. Oh, my gosh. No, I don't have posters in my room.
That's
no,
childish. Oh, that's child's play.
Yes, that is a child series. I don't read those books. What are you talking about? And then not 5 minutes later did my phone go off.
Oh, no.
And if you know the Harry Potter theme song, it's very distinctive.
Yeah.
So that was pretty embarrassing. He was super sweet about it. I think at that point he knew what was happening, like my fantasy fulfillment. And he was totally okay with it. So it was fine.
Win-win for both, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, that's one of the trips that always sticks out into my mind. Also that my friends let me leave with this guy.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
and go to his hotel that I just met. Like, he could have totally murdered me. And, like, they just let me go. Like, I walked down with him. And to be fair, Kelsey stayed up and waited for me, and the other girls fell asleep, the assholes. Aww. But Kelsey stayed up and waited for me. She's a real one. She stayed up and waited for me, and she kept calling me to make sure I was okay. So, you know, that happened. But, yeah, I still think to this day, like, wow, I could have been axe murdered. But it was so kismet, you know, like, it was just, it like just happened, you know, it's like one of those things where you just feel like this is supposed to happen. It's a moment in my life.
And you felt good about it. Like, you were totally fine with everything. Everything felt comfortable.
And he was super nice. And he walked me all the way back to the hotel that I was staying at. Nice. And he was like, if you're still around tomorrow, let's hang. And I was like, absolutely. But I wasn't. I bounced. but yeah, like, I am not the person who does this. I don't meet random men like at random places. This was like a one-off thing. But it was like, I don't know, like, you need one in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. Just one.
Totally, yeah.
And who better than, like, your fantasy?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, that's, you know, if he hadn't had the accent, it, like, I don't think I would have had the guts. I was like, this is, like, kismet.
You know, I can just imagine you're, like, you have a list of spells, and you're like, just take this, just read it. Just read it.
No, none of that. But yeah, I don't randomly go off with random guys when I'm hanging out with my friends. It doesn't happen. But like I said, this guy was super nice. And he was a total gentleman and just very, like,
I love that.
Yeah, it was just a good time. And I'll leave it open to interpretation as to if we played Scrabble or other things.
I love it. Okay, my Mexico story is way less sexy, but it was eventful. Okay, so me and my friends were supposed to go to Cancun, Playa del Carmen in 2020. And then, of course, COVID hit. So I think it was literally like 2 weeks before our trip, we're like, guys, is this happening? Are we getting shut down? And then, of course, they put the travel ban on, so no one could travel anywhere. So our trip got deferred. And then 2 years later, it was like 2022, I think it was around March, we're like, okay, travel's allowed again. There were a lot of precautions. Like, you had to get, like, I think, like, tests maybe beforehand, or like right when you landed, all of that stuff. But we were ready to go. So we went to this Playa del Carmen resort. We all stayed in, like, the adults only section because we're like, screw it. We don't want to be around kids. We just want to drink and party and do all this stuff. So I get there, and the first day that I'm, like, laying on the beach, I hear someone in a, like, a beach chair behind me just go, oh no, it's over. And then I'm like, wait, what? And, like, I turned around and they were, like, reading stuff off their phone. So at this time, it was like you had to test before you left the resort in order to get home. And it was like that person had tested positive, so they could not go home. So I'm like, crap. I'm like, everyone in this hotel is basically sick. Like, you can't really tell who is sick or who is healthy. God. It's just like a breeding ground of bacteria. So I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to have fun. So we were in the resort on the first night, and they had, like, wonderful performance. This lady named, I think it was Marina was her name. She performed as Lady Gaga and just, like, did all of her songs. It was so good. We were so drunk and, like, so obnoxious, I'm sure. But, like, we knew all of Lady Gaga's songs. So we were just, like, singing along. Got so drunk on the beach. I just remember, like, face planting into the sand. And I was so wasted that first night. And I could not survive the next day. Like, I think I was in bed the entire next day.
Oh, my God.
And Max, my boyfriend, I think we had celebrated Valentine's Day there, or maybe our anniversary, because it's around that time, had bought me this, like, beautiful, like, huge bouquet of, like, roses and put it in the room and got it delivered. But I literally could not even get up to look at it. Like, I was dead in bed.
Oh my gosh.
So hungover, or so I thought. So the entire trip, I was feeling really, like, hungover. I really thought that's what it was, because it was just, like, the sun, you know, it's so hot, we're doing excursions, we're drinking. Lo and behold, I get tested Well, I did like a home test and it did show up as positive. So I was like, crap, I'm not going to be able to go home even though I have to go home and work. But then we had to go do a hotel test while we're there. And there's like 8 of us that went. 3 of us tested negative. And I was one of them, even though I was like patient zero.
Oh my God.
And then 4 of my friends, including my boyfriend, tested positive, even though none of them had any symptoms or anything. They had to stay behind and they couldn't go home.
Oh my gosh. They were
so pissed. They're like, Adrian, did you even swab your nostril? They're like, did you pay off the people? And I was like, no, I swear I did it like normal. I guess it just didn't catch,
you know,
whatever that time. But I'd be like, bye, guys, I'm going. Yeah. And then they had to like move to a quarantine room. They couldn't leave their room.
Oh my gosh.
And then when I arrived in Toronto, I had to get tested there and I did come up positive. So I did have to like isolate after I arrived. But it's just like some of the tests weren't detecting everything.
How weird. At least you got home though.
I know. I mean, I was following the rules, man. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like maybe you should have stayed in quarantined, but yeah. Also...
But I couldn't. I mean, I guess I could.
Yeah.
But the hotels were literally like letting you pay like $25 for a stay if you had to quarantine.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. At least they weren't like charging full price.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have any like sexy stories about the beach. Nothing romantic, unfortunately.
Neither did Adrian.
Well, but growing up living in Michigan, I think we started going when I was in like 6th grade, and then we did it all the way till I was like a senior in high school. But every summer we would go to Myrtle Beach for 2 weeks in August. It would be like me and my mom and then like some of my aunts and uncles. But like, since we were there for such a long period of time, people would like come and go, which was really cool. We'd always like have a huge like area of this hotel right on the ocean that we'd always like stay at. And
you love it.
It was the best. It was super fun. Really good memories. And it's funny, like watching all of like the hurricane stuff this past week, it just brought up a lot of memories of that, because there were a couple of times where we'd be on vacation and we'd have to evacuate from a hurricane coming.
Oh, wow.
And that was like so insane, because you don't realize how intense that is when it's like, oh, we're on vacation, and then like 24 hours later they're like, you have to leave now.
Yeah.
And I have this really hilarious memory of my grandma was with us 1 year when we had to evacuate, and she was like, one of her like famous recipes she always made for everybody was rice pudding. And since there was like 15 of us, she was making like this huge pot of it, like to feed everybody rice pudding for the next week or whatever. And so she was like making the rice pudding, and she's like almost done with it. And then we're like, oh crap, like we're going to have to leave. Like we're going to have to start packing and like get out of here within like a few hours. Like it was like, you got to go now. And so she was like forcing everyone to eat all the rice pudding. She's like, come on everybody, we have to eat this. I made this huge pot of rice pudding. And we were all just like, oh, like scarfing it down.
like, grandma, so, we have to go.
She's like, I cannot waste this. So
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That's just amazing. Like one of my favorite memories of her is just like, yeah, the giant rice pudding. And then like we could not find a hotel anywhere in South Carolina. So we ended up having to drive like 8 hours, and we didn't find a hotel until we got to Tennessee that trip. It was crazy to like stay in until the hurricane passed. And then we did go back to our hotel to like, I don't even know why we went back.
Do they give you any money back or anything? No, huh?
I don't know.
Like when you have to evacuate. I think it's a risky thing to go during hurricane season. Yeah. They like account for that. Cause I remember, so it's really popular here for people to go to Myrtle Beach or what's the other one? Carolina. I don't know.
North Carolina.
Yeah. To like go to the beach. And I remember 1 year my coworker, he was like, going during hurricane season, and like we're probably gonna have to evacuate. And he was like trying to stay until like the very last minute to like get his vacation. And they were like, you need to leave or you're like gonna die.
I mean, that's basically what we did. We were like, we're gonna stay until they tell us we have to go. So yeah. It was my family's fault that we had to drive to Tennessee to get a hotel, but like, still, it's an adventure to remember. It was super fun. Well, yes, mine and Adrian's stories were not as scandalous as Candace's, unfortunately, but yours is a good segue into going to Cabo, so let's do it.
Oh my God, my own little Cabo moment.
So, on the previously on, Tessa tells us that she and Rocky were having major boy issues. Rocky couldn't get over Alex, and Tessa couldn't figure out what was up with Derek, so they decided to take a break.
No, you broke up.
Exactly.
I was so annoyed.
Like, why did she say that? Yeah, like, no, it's over.
No,
yeah.
You actually broke. Like, and then I was like, does she really think that? Because that's delusional.
No,
like,
I don't think so.
You broke up fully. He asked you if it was okay, actually.
Yeah, and you said yes. Showed that clip in the thing of her being like, see you at school.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kendra was having boy troubles of her own, and when Tyler discovered she hooked up with Cameron, he dumped her. But now Tyler was calling her again, and he was about to creep in on her spring break.
Here we go with Tyler.
Liz, we wrote our notes separately, but it's like so similar, like word really? For word. Yeah, it's so okay. Similar.
Yay. That's awesome. So in the opening scene, we see Kendra on the floor of her house surrounded by a huge pile of clothes, and Cammy is there and she's helping Kendra pack for Cabo. Kendra holds up a black strappy looking dress and says, BBs, when did they get cute stuff? Do you guys remember that store?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, of course you do. But like, do they still exist? I was thinking about that. And I don't remember.
Glasses that are BB brand.
Okay.
But I don't know
if they
have clothes.
Did you buy them recently?
Yeah, I bought them like... I mean, not recent, but like a year or two ago.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Still pretty
okay.
Recent.
So they're still around. Okay.
Yeah.
I just remember this kid from like middle school. He would come up and be like, do you know how to pronounce this name? And we're like, yeah, BB. And he's like, no, it's Bebe.
Wait, how would you actually say it? Because everybody says BB or Bebe, but...
I always say BB.
Yeah, I say BB too.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up because
it was just funny coming from like a 12-year-old boy. Like, it's Bebe.
It's BB.
Okay.
Okay.
That settles it then. BB it is.
So Kendra makes a remark that Tyler got pissed off at that dress and then tells Cammy that Tyler called her last night and said he wanted to make sure everything was okay for Cabo. She says he acted like everything was fine and asked if she wanted to hang out later. And Cammy says it's probably because he doesn't want her to hook up with anybody in Cabo. Cammy says if Kendra is fighting with him in Cabo, she's going to be bailing the hell out of there. And Kendra tells her she's not going to be fighting with him. And Cammy says that if Tyler stands in the way of her perfect Cabo trip, she doesn't even know what's going to happen.
Cammy keeping it so real as usual.
I know.
I loved it. I was like, I love so much that she's like confident in like calling Kendra out on her shit. She like
totally.
Doesn't even care.
Yes,
like she's yeah. like, I don't care if you get mad at me. Like this is what's yeah. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. bullshit. Like, I love it. It makes me so happy.
Again, it's like they're real friends.
Yes.
You know? Like, this
yes.
is really how you would act.
And Kendra doesn't even, yeah. like, fight her on it because she knows.
Yeah, she totally knows.
Yeah.
But I did say that I liked both Cammy and Kendra's outfits in this scene. Cammy's wearing, like, a really cute pink cover-up dress, which I think is really cute. And Kendra has this, like, flowy tank top on. So, yeah, I thought that was really cute. I didn't find much else cute in this episode, so I feel like I needed to point that out.
Neither did I. I had such a hard time with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I like that black strappy top that Kendra was holding up, though. That was really
yeah.
cute.
Mm-hmm. These girls just didn't have, like, the same iconic style. It was very different.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Their going out outfits were so boring.
What? I really liked them. The one
Did
in
you?
Cabo. Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't impressed.
I wasn't really impressed
we'll
either.
We'll talk about it when we get there. I thought some of theirs were cute.
My only impression of the scene really was why the heck is Tyler invited to Cabo?
Oh, my
like,
God.
I don't think he was invited. I think that was the thing. I think he just decided he was going to go.
He's just like, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Nikki was going too, though, so maybe that.
Yeah.
And his mom
and his
going
mom.
Too.
Yeah.
So
weird. Yeah. We see Tessa and Chase hanging out at his house, and Tessa tells him that at first she was really bummed that she wasn't going to Cabo, but instead she's going to Virginia to visit her family.
Okay, but I literally have, of course, Tessa is being boring and skipping Cabo to go to Virginia with Rocky.
I know. Like,
that is so boring. Like, who called that? Me. Because that is so boring. Like, you're on a television show where everybody is going to Cabo and you're not going to go to Cabo. You're going to go to Virginia of all places.
But that tracks with, like, her and Rocky's, like, wholesome image. Because, like, they would never have gone to Cabo in any world with this crew. For all our listeners, Candace pulled off her glasses. And is
they're
giving
boring.
Us a look. Well, I'm surprised Rocky didn't go, because I feel like her parents would have allowed her to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
But like, it would have been so uncomfortable for her to go without Tessa. So.
Who would she have hung out with?
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect Rocky to go to Cabo without Tessa, but just the fact that like, they're going to go to Virginia to visit Tessa's family.
I like it.
Listen,
it's wholesome.
That's even more boring than Christina and Morgan to New York.
Oh, yeah. Well, they went to New York.
Yeah. Like, Virginia? Even Jason went, like, somewhere exciting, even though we didn't see it. Like, Puerto Rico or wherever he went.
Yeah.
Like, Virginia?
You know who I'm surprised did not go to Cabo? Is Thirsty Boy Alex.
I was surprised that he wasn't there too.
You know, like, it wouldn't have made sense for him to go there if Rocky wasn't there, but because he's so freaking thirsty, I feel like he would have been like, I'm coming. So many
all
girls
the other
there.
Guys were there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanting to hook up with Brianna and Lexi.
I know.
Anybody.
Yeah. So Chase jokes that he should be going there instead, and Tessa tells him that he should come to Virginia. But she also says that she's taking Rocky with her. Chase then says he hopes that Kellen hooks up with Lexi in Cabo, and Tessa says they'd be a hot couple. Why does Chase keep pushing this, the Kellen and Lexi thing? It is driving me
crazy.
Everybody
keeps pushing it. Everybody.
Know,
yeah, everybody.
Chase started it.
And I also feel like they wouldn't be a good couple, so I don't know why everybody thinks that.
No.
I think they just want them to have sex. And mostly for Kellen, because Lexi's not into it.
I think they just, like, want him to, like, make out with her. Like, he's such a shy boy, they just, like, want him to, like, kiss her or something.
Maybe.
Tessa says maybe if she was on good terms with Derek and everyone else that she'd want to go to Cabo. And Chase asks her if it's awkward, and Tessa says that Derek is just really cold, but she still likes him. Chase tells her that maybe this is good and that Derek might miss Tessa while they're away from each other. And Tessa says she hopes so.
I literally have a note that says, I have a feeling Derek is not going to miss you in Cabo.
I know. He's not even going to be thinking about you.
Well, I didn't remember anything about this episode. Like, it was literally like I'd never watched it one time in my life. And so
that's good.
I was literally like, I didn't know what was going to happen in Cabo, but I was like, I don't think he's going to miss her. I don't. Just a wild guess.
I have a note here. I'm surprised you didn't say it because it was like so jarring to me. Chase in glasses. Did you guys notice? I actually wrote.
I did. Yeah.
He looks really cute in glasses.
He did look good in glasses. Yeah.
I hate saying that out loud, but he looked really cute.
I bet when Chase like plays the guitar, like acoustic guitar, and he's like, I'm going to sing you the song. I bet he wears his glasses then. You know.
And Tessa definitely just like melts in his arms.
I know.
Yeah.
He's the guy at parties that plays Wonderwall. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like 100%. Yeah. When nobody asked me to.
Yeah. We need some music in here. Does anybody have a guitar?
Oh, wait. I have one.
Yeah.
Tessa, come here. I'm going to dedicate this to you.
So next we are at Brianna, LC's house.
I know.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
This is not Brianna's house.
And it's such a weird feeling seeing
I know
Brianna getting ready for Cabo in the same like layout. It's a different room, but you know, it's like the same layout,
right.
It's the
same
vibes, same
yeah.
mom.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It just feels really weird. It's like, it's so reminiscent of OG Laguna, but just not quite right.
Yeah,
exactly. So she's packing for Cabo with her friend Kylie, and Brianna asks Kylie who she thinks is going to hook up in Cabo, and Kylie asks her who do you want to hook up with? And then she starts teasing Brianna, saying she knows she has someone in mind. Brianna says she doesn't want to say it and have it not happen because that would be embarrassing. And Kylie asks who else is going, Derek. And Brianna gives Kylie a look that like clearly means like, yes, it's Derek. And Kylie says, you can't do that. And Brianna asks why. Kylie says, because of Tessa. And Brianna says, oh, please, like, I care. And Brianna's mom walks up and asks, Tessa already what? And Kylie says, already went out with Derek. And Brianna's mom says that she thinks that's a stupid rule and that once you're broken up with, you're broken up and it's free game. And Brianna says, yeah. And okay. I agree with that.
I agree with Kathy. It is a stupid rule unless you are close friends with the person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but unless you're like good friends.
Yeah, but if you're not like their best friend, fair game, whatever.
Yeah, why does it matter? Yeah.
I actually thought that the whole time. I was like, it would be nice that Kylie's like saying something on Tessa's behalf. But then once Kathy came by and she was like, oh, no, like you're already broken up. So who cares? I was like, you know what? You're right, Kathy. Yeah. You changed my mind. Yeah. Thank you, well, mama.
And we already know Brianna doesn't like Tessa. So what's it matter?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Can I say, though? So, like, the way that Brianna does her whole, like, oh, please, like, I care or, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. She just has such, like, annoying way of, like, saying it. I don't know what it is. Like, if she's, like – she's, like, not saying it out loud. She's trying to, like, hide how she's feeling. But I'm just, like, how she says it is, like, annoying.
Her personality is so different from Elsie's.
It's, like, the complete opposite.
It's complete opposite. Like, it comes off mean. And I don't think it does with Lauren. And I do think that Lo and Lauren can be mean, but they're never perceived that way. Brianna,
which is very interesting,
is, well, is not Lo.
Yeah. I feel like, so Lauren delivers everything kind of like deadpan, right? Like she's just very like factual about what she's saying, but Brianna's like very sneaky about it.
Yes.
Like the way she's talking and how she talks to Derek later on, it's like all very like, like, she knows that she's not supposed to do it. Like, she's, like, sneaking around.
She kind of reminds me, I don't know, like, when she talks, it's very, like, little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it is.
And I don't, like, even later, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but whenever she's, like, flirting with Derek, I'm like, ew. It's just, like.
I know.
I know. I don't know. Like, it's weird. Yeah.
It's that, like, little sister energy.
I don't know. Yes. It's like. I mean, I don't know her, so it's, like, hard. Like, I wish that I had spent time with her or something because, like, I don't understand her, like, just seeing what I see on television. Sometimes people have, like, a outer facade, and I think that's what we're seeing on television. I don't think that's the person that she is, like, normally.
Yeah.
I think it's just what was presented to us on television, unfortunately.
And we only have seen, like, so few snippets of her.
Yeah. But it's like jarring. It is very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next we get a little montage of everyone taking their bags to their cars and making their way to Cabo. And Chase, Kellen, and Derek D-Rock are the first to arrive at Melia San Lucas. And I looked back at our notes and this is where they stayed in season two. So it, I'm assuming exactly season one as well.
Yeah, it did look the same.
And we see them walk to their hotel room and it looks like they're in like a huge suite, like the boys. And I was really surprised by that because I feel like the past two seasons, they looked like normal hotel rooms.
They were like, the Laguna Beach kids are coming and they got a season three. We got to show it off.
I'm wondering, if the resort was like, here you go.
We know from Steven's podcast that the room that him and Dieter were in weren't even their rooms.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be another facade.
Derek says all he's psyched for is Lexi and Brianna and that he's going to spit mad, mad game. And we hear him tell the guys that this is going to be the best spring break of their lives.
I laughed really hard at that line. Because I just thought, like, why is everybody trying to hook up with Lexi and Brianna? First of all, that's just like hysterical to me that everybody has the same goal. I don't know. Like, nobody wants to hook up with Kendra and Cammy. Like, what?
I know. What the heck?
But I think probably Cammy, like, doesn't give off DTF vibes.
No. I don't think that she was interested in these guys either.
She strikes me as, like, Cher Horowitz. Like, I'm waiting for a college guy.
Yeah.
Like, very, like, you know. And if you know, you know. Clueless. But Cher is saving herself, okay, for a college guy. And I get those vibes from Cammy. And I also think Kendra, like, everybody knew she was, like, hands in the pot with Tyler. So they were just kind of like,
definitely.
Right.
Don't want to cause Cameron. Any drama.
Avoid that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
So next we see Cammy and Kendra arriving at the resort. And my first reaction was to their hats. I was like, whoa. Kendra was rocking another cowboy hat, but Cammy had like the sailor hat on. It was cute, but I was like, this looks like a Halloween costume hat or like Gilligan's Island sort of. I don't know.
Why are they in hats to go to the resort?
I know.
Okay, because they were about to go straight to the pool.
I guess.
Because Cammy's wearing it in the pool. I thought it was...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's cute.
It was cute. I just was like, okay.
I liked Cammy's. Kendra and the cowboy hat. Yeah.
The cowboy hats are not my thing.
Nah.
No.
So the girls head straight for the pool, and immediately Kendra says, I spy with my little eye, and then we see a shot of Tyler. But then we see Cameron in the pool, and we hear Kendra say, hello, boys. And then we get a little compilation of Kendra in the pool while Tyler is watching from afar. Like, she gets in the water and says hi to Cameron, and then we see Tyler looking pissed, and then Cammy's in the water, and Lexi brings her a drink. Kendra and Cameron are at the swim-up bar, and they start waving at Cammy to come over. I thought this scene was really cute. Like, they just seemed like they were having so much fun. But when Cammy started, like, hopping over through the water, like, holding both the drinks, and Cameron's like, your boobs are falling out.
Yeah. Like, that was so funny. Really funny.
Meanwhile, Tyler is trying to be like Mr. Cool Guy, and he's telling his bros that they agreed on no chicks from Laguna, and this is going to be all new chicks. But Kinder and Cammy just look like they're having the best time ever in the pool with their drinks, and they're just like hugging each other and being silly and just being like best friends on vacation.
MTV's editing, though, like Tyler and Kendra could have not hung out at all, but the way they edited it, Tyler would like flick something in the air and they like tried to make it look like he was like throwing it at her.
Yes. Yeah,
it was so silly.
This is their favorite thing to do in the pool.
Totally.
And you know, us teenagers ate it up.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, this is it's really funny unlearning what you think you know. You know, you're like, wait,
yeah,
that's not what happened. Again, I didn't remember anything from this episode, so this was like a first time rewatch for me, but I don't know, it's also very funny because like it's the same Cabo resort.
Yeah,
it's like deja vu.
In the next scene, it's dark outside and the girls are hanging out at a restaurant. Kendra is sipping on a drink and she says that they need to have a game plan, and we hear Cammy say, find all the boys and let's go out. EJ and Tyler walk up and Tyler asks what their plan is. And then Tyler says that they have some Stage 5 Klingons with them. And the girls are asking who and where are these girls? We finally see Kendra reacting to this. And she says, Ty, can you leave? Thank you. And before walking away, Tyler says, don't point fingers if you live in a glass house. And Kendra says, can you just leave? That's so stupid. Why does he even need to come here?
What does that even mean?
He's saying like you are a slut and cheated on me and you can't point fingers at me for like, yeah.
I guess.
And like, he's so extra and I would be so livid. Like, get away from me. It's my Cabo trip and you're ruining it.
Yeah.
And like, you didn't have to come here. These aren't even your friends.
Exactly.
Go to LA and hang out with your bestie Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, why are you here?
Go hang out with kids your own age.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
It's giving, like, weird, like, stuck in high school vibes.
1,000%. Like, what is he still doing even wanting to hang out with high school kids?
He's a waste of space and time. Like, I wouldn't even... I would be like, bye. Like, I just... Yeah.
So then we see the four random girls that are hanging around Tyler and EJ, And Kendra is understandably super pissed off about this. And she can't believe he'd come over to them while they're trying to eat dinner and start making comments at them like that. And sitting at the table with them is Tyler's mom, Lynn. I thought that was really weird she was sitting with Kendra.
Wait, isn't it weird that their parents are there at all? Like, I thought that was so weird. Because and we don't see them. We don't ever see them in the other Cabo episodes to the point where, like, you literally think they're there by themselves. So I thought that was really interesting and weird. That there were like parents there and like they had lines in the scene. Like that was weird.
That was very, very weird. So I think it was his mom that said that the boys were just trying to stake their territory. And Kendra argues with her that, well, she didn't go to Tyler's group and say, hey, look, Cameron's hitting on me, which like valid point, Kendra. I did think it was funny though, like with the whole mom situation, I was like, I'm sure Tyler did come up to stir up crap with Kendra, but also maybe he was like coming to tell his mom something because she was there.
About the stage five clingers?
I don't know. Like not that, but just the whole mom thing really threw me off and like that he would act that way in front of his mom too.
That's
you know?
Exactly like, it. Like I would never bring up this kind of drama in front of my parents. Like I'd be so embarrassed to do this in front of our parents.
Especially no, like- there's no way.
I wouldn't bring a random chicks to dinner or to the club around my mom.
Yeah. That too.
Yeah.
The parents aren't going to the club, are they? That's even weirder.
No,
if they are.
But I wouldn't even like, he brought them to dinner. They were right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's like, we met these really nice girls. God, I hate him so much. I hate him so much. Like when he talks, it reminds me of like the toxic guys that I went to high school with. And it just like makes me cringe and makes my skin crawl. Like, we just met these really nice girls. What are you talking about? Like,
I know.
I just can't.
Maybe he was comfortable doing that in front of his parents because he was like a spoiled little brat as a kid and just got everything he wanted too.
Oh my God, you think?
I mean, I'm sure he did, but you know what I mean? Yeah. He was probably the kid that would like come to your house and then like want to take one of your toys home or something and then like cry if he couldn't. Like, I feel like he would do that.
Yeah. And the parents are like, you should just let him have it because it obviously means a lot to him. You're like, okay. What? I know. Yeah. It means a lot to me too. It's mine. Although I can't say anything because I was the kid that like my mom needed to buy me a gift if we were shopping for another kid's birthday at first.
Oh no.
Like when I was young. I know. I didn't understand the concept. So like I was like, well, if they're getting a gift, like I want one. And so my mom for like, I don't know, the first like 3 birthday parties I was invited to, she would also buy me a gift. And then she was like, you don't have to get a gift every time someone else gets a gift. And I was like, yes, I do.
That's like, so funny.
What do you mean? If they're getting a Barbie, I want that Barbie. We can have the same Barbie. It's fine.
We see Nikki asking Tyler if he's going with the girls that he brought, and she says that she'll go with him if he's not going with these people. Tyler tells her they're all going to go together and that these girls are nice, so I guess they're not stage five Klingons anymore, because he's suddenly like, you should meet them, you'll like them.
I know.
I'm like, okay, Tyler. Kendra says she does not want to do this right now, and she gets up. And Tyler's mom says, well, then don't do it. But Kendra says that she wants to talk to Tyler and say exactly what's on her mind.
Bad decision.
I know. I was like, just don't talk to him at all. So Kendra and Tyler step away from the group to talk, and Kendra tells him that he can't do that in front of her parents and his mom. She doesn't want to deal with it. And he tells her, then don't deal with it, and then starts saying that he'd love for her to come out to dinner with him and have there be no drama. Kendra says she doesn't want to go out to dinner with him, and then tells him, this was supposed to be our spring break together, but it's not at all because we're broken up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you agree with me or not? And then Tyler says, did you get it all out? Are you done? And Kendra gets upset and ends up walking away and telling him that he's disgusting. That made me really mad when he did that.
It made me very angry. He is the epitome of awful. I like don't even have any more words for Tyler. Like,
no, it's just bad.
I'm exhausted. Like, he makes me tired. Like, that's what it is. Like, he makes me want to take a nap.
I am glad, though, that Kendra's, like, is telling him that she's like unhappy, but it would only work if she stayed away from him.
Exactly. Yeah, but she, it's like Jason. These men have this hold on these teenage girls.
Yeah, she just has like some sort of like pull with him, like, you know.
So Kendra and Cammy get into a van with some of the other boys and they're finally like heading out to go party. And Kendra tells the driver, "Te amo single."
Which literally means funny. I love single.
My name.
Or no. Oh, no, my name is my single. My name is single.
Yeah.
Te amo.
Well, I know.
Is that? No. Me amo.
Oh, me amo. Yes.
Te amo is I love
she
single.
She says te amo.
Te amo is I love. Yeah. Hold on.
I love
Because I took Spanish. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Te amo means I love you. So she literally said, I love you single.
I love single.
I love, no, I think it's literally, I love that. You. I love single, you. Is what she said.
I think the girls on the show in the van actually said, like, you just said my name is single. Like, that's they where did. I heard that.
Yeah. That's
so they got it wrong too.
Yeah.
So Cammy and Kendra make it to the club and we see the two of them dancing. I thought this was really funny because of all these like dancing shots. At first, I thought they were dancing like on the bar top, but then there was like that wide shot and they were just like standing on this little square thing on the ground.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, it was like a foot off the ground. So it looked really weird too, because there was no one else dancing around them. It was really funny. I was like, well, that's weird.
I did not notice that, but that sounds so silly now that you said it out loud.
It was
like, that
very
was totally for their,
yeah,
top of the bar kind of moment.
Yeah.
Keep dancing on the bar, slut.
Wait, and I know you guys said that they're you didn't like their dresses, but I said Kendra's in a really cute black dress and Cammy is in like a boobalicious like leopard dress.
Yeah, I didn't like the leopard dress. And it's not that I didn't like Kendra's, it was just boring to me.
But very club appropriate. Yeah. Like, yeah, and they had like the highest of high heels. And I was like, ugh, what a time. What a time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What a time to be alive. God, do you remember wearing dresses like that and heels like that till 2 a.m.?
Absolutely. And it was so painful.
So painful. Not worth it.
No.
I have knee pain till today. I'm sure. Because of it.
Kendra finds Cameron in the bar and she's telling someone that he is her best friend. And Cameron asks if she's having a good time and she replies with, I love you, and puts her arm around his head. And it looks like she kisses him on the neck.
Dude, Kendra is wasty pants.
She's so drunk.
And like her face is like bright red. And she's like, her little smile, like her little like...
Yeah.
Like she is feeling good. And you know what?
Yes.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
This is what Cabo should be about.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. I'm like, I wish I was happy as her.
Yeah.
Like, she's so happy.
And when you have like a cute boy that you've hooked up with before that you're still like kind of into, it's like the best.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing.
You have him to flirt with all night. And you have all your friends there. All your girls are going to like watch out for you. So it's the best.
So after she does that to Cameron, we get a quick shot of Tyler dancing with a lit cigarette in his mouth on the dance floor. And then we go back to Kendra where she's telling Cameron that she's single. Cameron doesn't really react to this and they're just kind of like smiling at each other. And then she tells Cameron, that's the first step. And at Winter Formal, that she wasn't single. And he says, I know. And Kendra says, you weren't either. No one has to know.
She goes, shh. So I know.
I thought Cameron's reaction was cute because he was like not going to say like, oh, stop talking to me or something. But he like, you could tell that he's like, okay, she's super drunk.
Yeah.
You know, he was just kind of like, like.
Yeah, for sure.
After she says this, we get a shot of Nikki looking like shocked on her face. And it's like, we're supposed to think that she is hearing this whole conversation with Kendra and Cameron happening. But like, I doubt she could hear anything that they were saying with how loud the music was and stuff. And then Kendra and Cameron get up and then we see Tyler again and he's now blowing smoke from his cigarette just onto the dance floor. And that was so gross.
I know. I love like, your giant ew.
I know.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Tyler with the lit cigarette in his mouth dancing isn't that like a fire hazard?
Like, I know.
I just was like,
is that allowed?
I don't know. I
don't know.
Tyler needs to go. Like yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. So Tyler comes up to Kinder at the bar and he tells her that she's a fucking slut. And I'm like, what is it with all these boys calling the girls sluts? Like,
yes,
Liz, is that the only word that they can use?
I literally have the exact same note. I literally have, really? Why does every boy in the show immediately go to calling his ex a slut the second they show interest in someone else? It's boring. Pick a new insult.
Yes, please. Kendra tells him, don't you dare call me a slut, Tyler. And she says this, she's known Cameron for 4 years now, and Tyler just gives her a thumbs up. And Kendra and Tyler are walking away together, and they keep going back to shots of, like, Cameron's face. Like, I think they're trying to make us look that he's, like, super sad about this, but I don't think that's what was happening. Kendra and Tyler sit down, and he tells her he's sorry, and you know I love you. I know you know that, and that's all I care about. I don't care about all the other stuff that happened. I'm sure I did some fucked up shit. You probably did some fucked up shit that I don't know about. Like you said, I'm not going to tell you, but... And then we see Cameron, like, sitting behind them in the background, behind Kendra and Tyler, and then Tyler's like, exactly. So it's like... insinuating, like, you didn't tell me about this. It was interesting staging there. Kendra says she's sorry, and Tyler wipes a tear away from her face. And as this is happening, Cameron is just, like, awkwardly sitting there, like, literally, like, 2 feet away from them. Do you guys think that Cameron was sad that he wasn't going to get to hook up with Kendra now? Because I didn't get that vibe at all, but they were really forcing that on us.
No, I didn't get that. I just thought he was kind of just like, what the fuck is happening? Like, why is she with Tyler again?
Yes.
Kendra is way too drunk to be dealing with this shit. Like, you know? Like, I just feel like she's too drunk to make, like, cognitive decisions like this. Mm-hmm. And also, she switched up so quick from Cameron to Tyler. Like, downgrade. And
seriously.
Yeah, I just feel bad because, like, somebody should have been like, Kendra, you're really drunk. I don't think that you should be hanging out with Tyler right now. Like, you know?
Yes.
But, like, of course, everyone's like,
she wouldn't have listened
either, though. And everyone's like, make your own mistakes. I get it, but if it had been me, I wish somebody would have pulled me aside and been like, you're drunk and you're making bad decisions.
I do not doubt though that Cammy would have said that to her.
Yeah,
she's just like so far gone, she wouldn't have listened.
I think Cammy was too busy enjoying her Cabo trip, which is her right.
So Tyler tells Kendra that it's okay and that all of this is behind them, and they start kissing, and she tells him, you know, every time I think about when you kissed my forehead is what you said to me the first time you did it. You thank God how lucky you are to have me, and that you think how much you love me when you kiss my forehead. Tyler says he loved
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To hang out with her tonight. And then we see them dancing together, which then turns into them full on making out on the dance floor, which I thought was really gross. And we see Cameron one more time, and he's just like, dude. I thought Tyler looked like a really bad kisser.
Yeah, it was just gross.
It was nasty. So we get to the next day, and we're at the pool with Cameron, Kellen, and Derek, and they see Kendra and Tyler walking together, and they have the same reaction that I think we all would have had, and Cameron's just like, are you serious? Dude, they're so gnarly. Then we see Derek and Kellen jet skiing with Brianna and Lexi, and when they're done, they all sit on the beach together, and the girls ask what they're going to do later, and Derek says that they're going to the zoo. I was like, the zoo?
I know. I thought they were talking about the actual zoo.
Me too.
I was like, cool.
I was like, they went to the zoo?
Yeah.
And she was like, the zoo is so fun.
Yeah. Like, where else would we go tonight?
Like, I want to go to the Cabo Zoo.
You know, that, like, took me off guard so much. I was like, oh, are we going to get to see them go to the zoo? But
I know. I really thought
unfortunately
that.
Unfortunately not.
I know. I didn't realize until I just read your note here to Liz.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're talking about the club. The club is called the Zoo. And they're talking about how Kendra was going on about being single. And then out of nowhere, she's hooking up with Tyler again. And Brianna says, what's the point of breaking up? Why don't they just stay broken up? Next, we see Kendra, Cammy, and Candace eating together, and Cammy is telling Kendra how irate she was with Kendra for leaving her last night. Kendra says she tried to call out Cammy's name, but Candace agrees that she left, like she did not do that. Candace asks her if she's surprised that she hooked up with Tyler, and Kendra says she's super surprised. And Cammy says she doesn't understand how she can keep taking him back, especially after he does stuff like bringing the random girls around them last night. Kendra says she flipped out too much and it wasn't that big of a deal. And Candace says she thought she was over it. And Cammy tells her that it's pathetic. And Kendra says that she was in a relationship with him for 2 years. How can she just forget him?
I do like, though, that Cammy goes like, it's pathetic. And she's like, no, I'm not calling you pathetic. Like, I think this whole situation with Tyler is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, like, it could have been misinterpreted, you know?
Yeah. I do love Cammy for always keeping it real. Kendra backtracking is so awful and embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So I love that she has somebody like Cammy who's just like, no, you're awful. You know? Like, I think she needs to hear it. And then, like, not her bringing Tyler down to the pool in the morning.
I know.
It's like, oh, my God.
I know.
But I do love her cover up in the scene at lunch. It's like a lace white cover up she's wearing.
So next we're back at the zoo, the club, but it seems like our focus has shifted away from Kendra and Tyler. And we see Derek and Brianna hanging out and he asks her if she had a good time on the jet skis. We keep seeing Kellen and Lexi sitting next to each other. And then Derek is telling Brianna that they need to get Kellen and Lexi together. I'm like, what is this obsession with everyone getting them to hook up?
It's so weird.
It is weird.
So Derek tells Brianna that he wants to kiss her, but he doesn't want her to feel awkward. And she says, I don't care. And then she just goes right in for the kiss. I was like, whoa. Like, she just was like,
she was there to hook up with Derek. Yeah. She was.
Oh, yeah. They were feeling it all night, I'm sure. Yeah.
I mean, it feels so random, though. Like, Derek and Brianna feel so random.
Isn't it weird that he's not like the best looking guy, but he's definitely like very confident and has game because like knows how to play with the women. Yeah. And I thought it was really interesting that he's appearing so much, but never got cast as a main cast member.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he's in so much of the show so far.
He's not cute enough.
Oh, my God. Like, he could have easily gotten Kellen's spot. Kellen's given us nothing. Like, Derek's been in the show way more.
I think you're right. I think it's because Kellen is cuter.
Kellen's in the band.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Kellen's in the band and Derek is just Derek.
Oh my God. But he's D-Rock.
Or Derek.
Or Derelique.
Or Derelique.
Yeah, poor Lexi. I feel like everyone is begging her to hook up with Kellen and maybe she's not into it, y'all.
She's absolutely not into it
at all.
And no. She must be so annoyed, not just by the boys, but like Brianna is also kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, like prodding her to do it. So I'd be like so pissed.
So everyone starts reacting to seeing Brianna and Derek kissing. And Kendra and Candace are then jokingly calling Brianna a slut. And we hear Kendra say, only in Cabo. And then Derek is still focusing on Kellen and says that he feels so bad for him right now. Derek says, if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. But Brianna says she'll make it happen. And Derek tells her, you can't force it. And she says, yeah, you can. We see Lexi and Kellen standing together and Brianna like pops up behind Lexi and we hear her ask, do you want to hook up with Kellen? And Lexi looked so taken off guard by this. Like, she looked like startled by it. She just like shakes her head no at Brianna. And Brianna says, I'm not pressuring you. I'm just asking. And Lexi says she's not pressured. And then Kellen like starts shaking his head no as well. And Derek comes up and says, what's wrong with you, Kellen? Kellen gets pissed and yells at Derek, I can't stand this anymore. I can't fucking do it anymore. And Derek says that he thinks Lexi is being shy and she wants Kellen to make the first move. And Kellen says he doesn't have the balls. And Derek asks, do you want me to grow them for you?
This was so cringy. I know.
Oh, my gosh. It was so bad.
I felt bad for Kellen and Lexi because they were both like so awkward. Kellen is so painfully shy that he just like, you know, doesn't have the gall to like do this. And for Derek to just keep harping on it and ask him like, do you want me to grow balls for you? I'm like, how fucking rude is that?
And Lexi is like so
clocked him.
unbothered. Like, I'm not pressured.
No, I feel like Lexi is pissed, but she just is, doesn't want to show
like,
it.
I enjoyed that she was like, I'm not pressured. Like, I don't want to hook up with him.
Yeah.
She just shut her down
like,
so
instead
fast,
of being like, I don't know. Like, no, she was like, no.
Yeah.
I do not.
It was so embarrassing how Brianna was like trying to be all like, oh, I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah.
And then it just like did not happen at all.
Yeah. Lexi was just like, no.
I know.
I do want to say though, Lexi's top in this is like that crisscross, like, I don't know, halter, whatever, tank top. But what you guys said about how you weren't impressed, I was like, I like this top as a casual top, but not as like a clubbing top. Come on, girl.
Yeah, that's what I thought about a lot of the, like that. Like, they just didn't look very dressed up.
Yeah,
yeah they were, like, in jeans and stuff like
that.
It
was
like
the beach.
Yeah, I keep going back to that cute green dress that Alex M wore out the one night. Like, so, like, stuff like that. Like, even with that night when she's calling Jessica a slut, like, they just looked more
the
dressed
pink
up.
Top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I but then Kristen's wearing, like, a jean mini skirt in the one club. So, in a white
Okay,
theater.
And Kendra
so
and Cammie are in the heels. Like, and the dress. I really did like that.
Yeah. Then we see Kendra and EJ, and EJ is telling Kendra that Tyler was there. Kendra gets up and is looking around for Tyler, and then we see him on the dance floor dancing with some random girl, and then he starts kissing this girl, and we hear Kendra yelling, slut.
How are you going to hook up with somebody right in front of Kendra when you hooked up with her the night before?
Yeah, it's like literally the next day.
Also, why? They didn't even fight.
I know, like, the fuck?
Yeah, what happened? Like, what happened in like 12 hours?
Nothing.
Yeah,
he's just a skeez ball.
Also, this is like the fifth time that someone's been called a slut in this episode.
It's their favorite word.
Yeah.
The whole time, though, do you know who was standing next to Kendra?
Who?
Do you guys see it? Nikki. And Nikki, so I am annoyed with her now because I feel like as much as she is Kendra's friend, when Tyler's doing something bad, Nikki doesn't like...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, like she doesn't like console Kendra. She's just like always on her brother's side. And he's like being such a skeez.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nikki's weird. She's like, she's weird.
I don't like Nikki.
Yeah.
So the next morning, we catch up with Derek and Kellen having breakfast, and Kellen is surprised that Brianna hooks up with Derek. And then, of course, the conversation has to turn to what's up with Lexi. And both of them say that they will never understand Lexi, and Kellen is just really frustrated. But I did think this gave us our answer that Kellen was interested in her, even though he... always came across like he wasn't.
I do think that it's funny that we never see the boys lose their voices, but here we have Kellen and he has no voice.
You're right.
I thought that was really funny. I was like, that only happens to the girls on this show usually.
He was yelling at Derek the previous night.
They also say, what's up with Lexi? All she seems to do is dance. And I'm like, let's hate on her because she's passionate about what she wants to do,
right?
You know?
I know.
She's not like a professional dancer now or anything.
Yeah.
Then we are with Lexi and Brianna, who are also catching up about the previous night. And Lexi asks Brianna if she had fun with Derek. And Brianna says, yeah, it was fun. Lexi asks what will happen when they get back to Laguna, like regarding Tessa. And Brianna says that she'll need to just get over it. They talk about how the you can't date someone's ex is a stupid rule, and they start talking about Kendra and Tyler, and then they both agree that Kendra needs to stop going back to him, and Lexi says that she'll figure it out.
Again, though, Brianna is the literal opposite of Elsie in this scene. Like, I was just like, it's just so, the contrast is crazy, and like, obviously they're sisters, not the same person, they're different, but it's just like funny to see.
It's so different, And then our last scene is we see Cammie and Kendra heading out of the hotel, and Cammie says this was the most fucked up Cabo trip they've ever been on before. Kendra tells Cammie that she feels bad for having to deal with her, and Cammie basically says, I told you so. Cammie says Tyler has no remorse for anything he does, and that you can't love somebody, hurt them so badly, and that be okay for them. She says Kendra can do whatever she wants to do, but she's staying out of it. Kendra and Cammie get in the van that's picking them up, and as they're pulling away, Kendra sees Tyler then walking out of the hotel with Nikki. Like, as they're driving off, he's walking out.
They're definitely making it look, though, that he's, like, there with another girl. Like, I feel like it pans so quickly that you don't know it's Nikki.
Oh, totally.
And it's like,
I had to, I actually paused it, and I was like, oh, wait, that's his sister.
Yeah.
Like,
it's weird. They're also all carrying, like, LV luggages.
I noted that too.
Gigantic luggage.
Three of them. I was I want one. I always wanted one when I was younger. And then now I'm like, okay, I have the money to buy one, but am I going to be okay scratching this luggage and just like throwing it everywhere? I'm like,
no. I'd be so paranoid.
That's expensive luggage too.
Yeah.
So that's our Cabo trip. What did you guys think?
Cabo.
If it weren't for Kendra, I feel like there would be no drama this Cabo episode. So, I mean, we needed her. Like,
yep, absolutely.
As much as people don't like her, and I agree, like, she wasn't my favorite, but, like, we just needed her. Like, she made the show.
Yeah. I thought it was definitely more entertaining than I remembered it being. Like, I also did not remember what went down. And so all the stuff, with Kendra and Tyler was a lot more dramatic than I remembered at all.
Yeah. Again, I had no recollection of this episode. So, I mean, everything was new to me. So I thought Bran and Derek were super random. And I thought Kendra and Tyler were ridiculous, you know? As far as Cabo episodes go, it wasn't it for me. I mean, with season one, you got the Steven and Kristen of it all. And then season two, you've got the Alex M and Jessica of it all. You know, it's just like there was nothing like, okay, Tyler's a douchebag. We knew that. You know, Derek and Brianna, good for you. I don't know. Like, yeah. So I wasn't very impressed with this Cabo episode, although I do appreciate Cammy just vibing and trying to have a good time and living her life. Mm-hmm. And also Lexi. Lexi was just vibing and trying to have a good time and living her life as well.
Yeah, I did like her this episode.
So I appreciated those two. But yeah, my personal favorite Cabo episode is season one, just because I can't – I mean, that was just mouth-dropping television.
Yes.
Leave me alone. You know, you can't make that stuff up.
Oh my, okay. All three of our seasons have like slut in common.
Yeah.
Yes.
Slutting it up in Cabo. Maybe that'll be the episode name.
Did you guys have a favorite outfit?
I definitely said Kendra and Cammy's like nightclub outfits. Mm-hmm. And then when Lexi was on the beach with Brianna at the very end, I really liked her, like, bikini top.
I liked her bathing suit, too. Yeah, I actually noted that. But that's the only thing that really stuck out to me.
Yeah, the only thing I noted was Cammy's pink, like, cover-up dress at the beginning.
You guys have favorite moments?
I will say I liked Kendra telling Tyler that he needed to go. That was pretty funny.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. She's like, can you go? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
It's just it's something I would do. So I just thought it was funny.
I'm going to say Brianna and Derek hooking up. Feel like anytime we get more random hookups and like hookups on the show, it always creates like drama. So I want more.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
I'm going to say the same thing as you, Adrian. There's the Brianna Derek thing. It was so random. Just like completely
so
like
random.
We never heard anything of her liking him until this episode, and then they hooked up.
We haven't seen her, and I don't know how long.
Yeah, I know. It was really weird. I was surprised she was even going to Cabo.
Me too.
Oh my God.
I'd be going to visit my sister in L.A. What? Trying to get on the hills. Screw this Laguna Beach shit.
I wish we would have had a camera crew go to Virginia so we could have seen what the heck Tessa and Rocky were doing.
She's just going to be talking about Derek the entire time.
Are you guys
time.
Joking? Mm-hmm. You want to see Tessa and Rocky? Joking. Okay, I was like, you actually want to see Tessa and Rocky in Virginia? I was like,
no. Can you imagine if a camera crew went to Virginia with them? That would be insane.
So, Tessa, do you miss Derek? Yeah, I do.
Yes.
But I kind of wish that Chase were here.
Oh, Rocky. My God.
Like, I could just do the whole scene of Virginia if you want me to.
Oh, my God.
That'll be our deleted scene.
Yeah.
We don't need it. I can tell you exactly what happened.
Thank you so much for listening to Millennial TV. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a rating or a review. If you'd like to stay up to date and see extra content, you can follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Reddit, and Facebook under Millennial TV. You can also send us an email at millennialtv, that's millennialteav @gmail.com. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and we'll see you next week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.